We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
All right. So, Joe Biden is promising to cure cancer.
What do you know, Joe?
Yeah. He's gonna promise to cure cancer, so you don't even have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure it can, you know, solve global warming too.
Well, you know, you got to ask the question. Okay, if Joe Biden can cure cancer, he's been in government for
his entire life.
Years.
He's never held a job outside of government.
Huh? And he was the country's youngest senator at one point. I mean, so that's why he's been in government for that long. I mean, I'm just kind of curious if the government can cure cancer and Joe's been in government for 40 years. I mean, why hasn't cancer been cured?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And Barack Obama, and listen, I have sympathy for Joe Biden. I cannot imagine what it would be to lose a child, and he lost a child to cancer.
Yep.
And I'd rather lose all four of my limbs than a child. I can't imagine that kind of pain. So I have sympathy for him. Okay. But this is not something where Joe Biden said, you know, I lost my son to cancer and I'm going to make it my priority to do my best to cure cancer. No, he straight up said he was going to cure cancer.
I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer. You think I'm... But that's another issue.
You know, whether or not we cure cancer has absolutely virtually nothing to do with what party is controlled in the White House.
No. It has to do with capitalistic ingenuity.
Yes.
It's the government. Yeah, and see, you know what this shows? This is the mentality. That the only way we can cure cancer is if government does it. The only way it's going to have to be, government's going to have to do something. And if we don't have a cure for cancer, it's only because the government didn't do enough. And it's only because you didn't pay the government.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, I want to go back to something that you handed me yesterday because it was profound, and I want people to hear it because I missed this, but you caught it. You handed me this yesterday. Wholesale prices blip up 0.1% in May. Okay. Mm-hmm. U.S. wholesale prices, sounds boring, but stick with me because there's a very interesting point here. U.S. wholesale prices rose just 0.1%, not 1%, 0.1% in May. Another sign that inflation remains under control. The Labor Department says the increase last month in its consumer price index, which measures inflation pressures, blah, 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 before they reach consumers, was half of April's 0.2. Wait. So it's going down? And you scrolled across the top of this when you wrote it, when you handed it to me. Where are the price increases from the China tariffs?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it just went down? Yeah. From April to May? Down? Yeah. Well, because, I mean, we were hysterically told this whole China tariff, that it was going to cause prices to skyrocket. We were all going to, I don't know, starve and not have an iPhone or something. Didn't happen. And don't you love how when it doesn't happen, there aren't the follow-up articles going, wow, where's the tariff increases?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So we're all sitting around waiting for the tariff increases. They're not coming. And you caught it, Lisa. Good for you.
Well, thank you. Even a stopped clock is right twice a day. So
yeah. Meanwhile, and I can't tell you how big of a deal that this is. When you look at what just happened with Foxconn, and if you're thinking, what's Foxconn? If you own an iPhone or an iProduct, you care a lot about Foxconn. Yeah, because they make a lot of the stuff for Apple, and they make a lot of stuff for Apple in China. Well, after Trump took office and began talking smack about China and doing stuff with China, Foxconn began shifting its supply lines to the U.S., not entirely, but they announced a multi-billion-dollar deal in Wisconsin. They would begin manufacturing in Wisconsin. So do you remember the absolute hysteria over, you know, we may not have a middle class if we allow China to continue the way it goes, but you know, that will be worth it as long as our iPhone doesn't get more expensive, right? That was pretty much the media's argument. It was hysteria, right? And you and I both said the same thing. I mean, the idea that producers will not respond to this is absurd. Like, they'll just slap a 25% additional cost on your iPhone and go about their business. No, they won't. Well, Foxconn, the largest electronics assembler on earth, they do a lot of your electronics, iPhone and others, just announced they'll be okay. What are they going to do in response to the tariffs on China? Increase U.S. manufacturing. Lou, he's one of their board members, was speaking at Foxconn's first investor conference in Taipei. They're a Taiwanese company, but they manufacture here and in China, where the company also said it was well positioned to tackle the increasingly tough trade war situation with its production lines across 16 countries. The trade war will have some impact, but it'll be limited, he said. Wait. It'll be limited? Do we not hear hysteria over this? He emphasized that Foxconn's investment in Wisconsin was more important than before, given the trade war, and they'd have to shift some of their manufacturing there. But don't worry, we're not going to be paying a 25% tariff, which is exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea that business would not respond, they'd just, you know, allow the 25% tariff to be slapped on them, they'd do nothing, and then consumers would just pay it. I mean, markets don't work that way.
No, they're very complicated, and you always have options.
Yes.
And as long as there is competition and you don't have government-mandated monopolies, things will change. And, you know, sometimes companies will absorb increased cost. Sometimes they'll be passed on to the consumer. But there are always options. Just because A happened doesn't mean that B will be following it. It could be C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Who knows? You know, there's any number of things that could happen that businesses could do to get around or to avoid or wind up paying for some type of tariff. Once again, I'm not proposing. Tariffs in and of themselves are not evil. And as you've pointed out here plenty of times, this country, the federal government survived on tariffs until around 1913 when they started the personal income tax. That was the only way to fund the government was through tariffs and taxes.
It's what our founding fathers intended to be the sole source of income for the federal government.
Not the populace.
This drives me crazy, too, because, I mean, I keep hearing Republicans keep saying, well, you know, we want to return to capitalism. We don't want to use these tariffs. And what they're referring to is how Democrats wanted to use tariffs for a long time, which is to insulate industries that donated to them from any competition. And so this idea that tariffs and capitalism are highly mutually compatible is completely foreign in the modern era. And every time a Republican leader says that, I just cringe. And I'm like, dude, you're slapping the founding fathers across the face.
Well, what tariffs used to be used for in the 20th century, the early 20th century, was to protect unions.
Yeah.
That was what it was for. It's not to protect the American worker. It was to protect the unions so that the unions could drive up wages and insulate this country from imports, particularly like in the automotive industry, which is a great example, and where by the 70s and 80s, you had horrendous quality problems with American-made automobiles. They were horrible. They were absolutely horrible. And then when the Japanese and the Germans and others began importing more and more cars into this country and the competition evolved, guess what? American cars got great again.
And Trump is not wanting to block anyone from our markets. He's just saying, you can't charge a higher tariff on us than we do on you. It's not going to work out.
Yeah, it's reciprocal.
He's not saying let's block German vehicles from the market. If you want to look, I mean, ironically, at who is the most consistent right now in Washington with what the founding fathers believe we should do, it is Trump.
Yes, it is.
Because he is using tariffs. Again, we didn't have an income tax in this country till the early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
You read the Federalist Papers, our founding fathers likened the income tax to slavery. They found it abhorrent. They would not even consider one when they drafted the Constitution. They wanted tariffs to fund the federal government instead. So this idea, we got to get back to capitalism and away from tariffs. You're saying, well, we got to get away from the founding principles of this country. That's what you should hear when Republicans say this. It's just fascinating how Trump understands this. It's such old history. And yet he does. But anyway, we're not seeing the price increases predicted here from tariffs, which is cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you ever lose something really important? One of the most stunning things I've ever seen go down was when it was discovered that, remember Hillary Clinton not only had the illegal email server, not only do we know from Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that the FBI knew she had the illegal server, knew the server was unsecured, and also knew that the information going through it was so top secret that at one point they wrote a memo saying that the very existence of the server should be classified. And the reason was because if you got one or two of the emails, that was bad. That was secrets. But if you were able to get 4 or 5 on a subject, my gosh, you'd have our whole intelligence trove. So, I mean, this thing was so dangerous. Her sending our intelligence through the unsecured server, which was illegal. Every instance, every email was illegal. This was so dangerous that they actually considered classifying the existence of the server, that it had ever existed. Of course, they did nothing and the server went right on, right? Do you remember when Peter Strzok, the now disgraced FBI agent, you know, the one behind the insurance policy, take out Trump, that's where his priorities were. Do you remember when he testified before Congress? And Republican Louie Gohmert roasted him because Strzok had personally been told, hey, listen, Hillary's got this server. Not only is it unsecured, but all but 4 of 30,000 emails appear to be going to a foreign entity. We now know it was the Chinese. All of our top secrets right through the server to the Chinese. You think that was an accident? No, I think they bought them. I think she left that server unsecured on purpose. And I think they'd find that if they looked. Problem was, they decided not to look. And so you remember Louie Gohmert, the Republican, asking about this, asking Peter Strzok specifically about this at the hearing. Dude, you were informed. You were informed this was going on. And you did nothing. You did nothing. Can you explain to me? I mean, we know for a fact on this specific day that you were told that Hillary had this served, was highly illegal. You were told. We know that. And not only did you not stop it, you didn't investigate it. Why, sir? And Peter Strzok claimed, remember? Oh, he didn't remember. Gosh, the stuff we can forget. Here's Gohmert. Remember this?
We know, there is no question, the intelligence community inspector general sent Chuck, which is Chuck McCulloch, sent his investigator, Frank Rucker, who told Dean Chappelle and Peter Strzok that despite what some of the media was saying, a major foreign power had gotten every one of over 30,000 Hillary Clinton emails through her own server, everything that came and went except for 4, and Peter Strzok did nothing about it. And apparently he didn't tell Lisa what he had learned from the Intel community IG, but they sat on that. And right. The president knows that this foreign entity, not Russia, had everything. You talk about playing in the election.
Right.
It wasn't just Russia. There were other major players. And Strzok did nothing. Lisa apparently didn't know.
Yeah.
The problem was that it was going to an unauthorized source that was a foreign entity unrelated to Russia. And from what you've said here, you did nothing more than nod and shake the man's hand. You didn't seem to be all that concerned.
All of our top secrets, top secret security clearance. Right through the server, right to the Chinese. And so this was referred to the FBI for investigation. And they did nothing. They did nothing.
The problem was that it was going to an unauthorized source that was a foreign entity unrelated to Russia.
They did nothing. So where are the notes from this meeting? Your public information, right? Where'd it go? You know the one. Where Hillary's server was referred to Peter Strzok for investigation at the FBI. He's the top counterintelligence guy at the FBI. I mean, he's the one who'd handle it. Where'd they go? You know the notes of that meeting. How about the CD containing the notes? They were actual physical notes and the CD. Where do you think those are? Gosh darn it. They lost them. They're lost. The biggest case of espionage in U.S. history. They lost the notes. I guess they just weren't important. Oh, and the CD containing copies of the notes. You know, Judicial Watch has got a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Get the CD. You know, they get the redacted version. Nope. CD is damaged. No record of the meeting. I mean, we know it happened, but no record of what was actually transpired. Oh, did they ever launch the investigation? Well, no. Only the largest case of espionage ever in the United States of America. 30,000 emails with all our top secrets illegally put through that server. Every one of them a felony. And you know, the FBI was just busy. They were just busy. You know what we're going to find out they were busy doing? Spying on Republican campaigns. Started in 2015. That's what they were busy doing. They buried it, folks. This is a criminal enterprise, not a law enforcement agency.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did you see this? Forbes got a new list out of the 100 highest paid athletes in the world. Something interesting about this list. I'll tell you what it is. But first, Texter writes again with the server on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Again with the server. Tara, Hillary is untouchable. Nothing to see here. She literally is untouchable. Can you imagine the kind of power it would take to be able to bend the FBI to your will? Folks, I call it a superpower because it is a superpower. Right up there with an invisibility cloak and the ability to time travel and to fly, teleport. If you couldn't have any of those, wouldn't you love to be able to commit any crime anywhere, anytime? And not only will law enforcement agencies ignore it, they'll cover up for you. They'll cover up for you. As far as I know, only Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and those associated with them who could bring about their downfall have this power. But I don't know. Maybe more people do, too. We don't really know yet. But this is incredible. I mean, this is the largest case of American espionage ever. Ever. This is all our top secrets. That the Secretary of State has them all. She sent them all through that server. The Chinese got them all but four emails out of 30,000. The FBI knew. They wrote memos about it. They were terrified of it. They were so terrified of what went through that server, they wrote a memo saying, yeah, we ought to classify the existence of the server. This was back before everybody knew. Just classify it. It was so dangerous for anybody to even know the server existed. By the way, it was still up and running at the time, and they never shut it down. No, I mean, like, they didn't during the time of the memo anyway. Actually, they never physically went in and shut it down themselves. That was the amazing thing. She never got the boot through the door like Roger Simon did. Never got it. And so this meeting goes down, and Peter Strzok, the top counterterrorism official at the FBI, is told. Flat blank told by the inspector general. It's a referral for investigation. He did nothing. So now Judicial Watch wants the notes from that meeting to document this. I mean, this is, you want to talk about obstruction of justice. Good God. And the notes are gone. Can't find. I mean, I thought they really weren't that important. I lost track of them. Okay, cool. What about the computer disk with the notes on it. Maybe you got a backup copy. Oh, that, yeah, that's ruined. It got messed up. That's so odd. That's the same thing that happened with the IRS stuff, too. All those IRS files. Yeah. That's it's really unfortunate. It's just FBI says they can't turn them over to the Freedom of, you know, in the Freedom of Information Act request because they're gone. What are the odds the notes get lost and the CD containing the notes gets lost, too? What are the odds of that? Oh, well, nobody cares. Moving on. The 100 highest paid athletes on Earth. A couple interesting things about this list. If I just off the top of my head, I saw this. I thought I bet they're all American football players. No. You don't even get to football, American football, until you get to Russell Wilson. Number six, $89.5 million. Wow. And then after that, Aaron Rodgers, $89.3 million. LeBron James, he's basketball, $89 million. Stephen Curry, basketball, $79 million. Kevin Durant, $65 million. Okay, so who are the top players on Earth? Lionel Messi, top paid athlete on Earth, $127 million. He's soccer. I just can't get into soccer. Not as an adult sport, anyway. Cristiano Ronaldo, $109 million, soccer. Anyway, you know what's interesting about this? There's no women on it. Not one. I just noticed that as a woman. And that's probably not going to change anytime soon, seeing as men are taking over women's sports, too. I was just saying, you're not even going to be allowed to go to the top of your sport. Because you'd have to beat a man to do it. So, you know, left is waiting. It's left working hard to keep the top 10 here all male. And, you know, I mean, day in and day out, we got men winning winning the top position in new, biological males anyway, winning a new position at the top of a new, you know, women's sports. So, yeah, I think that's going to be all male for a long time to come, which is my shame. Texter writes, hey, Tara, remember Jezebel was untouchable, too, until her own servants threw her out the window. Texter writes, every time I log into my Gmail account from a new device, I get an email alerting me to such. How did Podesta not know his Gmail account was hacked? Great question. Meanwhile, speaking of the whole transgender thing and how we'll never have women in the top 10, highest paid, not if men are taking over women's sports. Do you see what Governor Greg Abbott did in Texas? This is what it's come to now, folks. The Save Chick-fil-A bill. Okay, they're going wild in Texas and across the country over this. This is the height of LGBT discrimination, we're told. Okay, well, what does the Save Chick-fil-A bill do? All it says is that the government cannot exclude a business that puts in a bid to do business with the government. Maybe it might be, you know, to be at an airport, be an airport vendor. Because of the religious donations or beliefs of the owners. So that's for, I mean, if you want to donate to the Church of Satan, you could do that. Wouldn't recommend it. But you could do it. You want to donate to the Buddhist temple. Awesome. Do that. This doesn't just cover Christians. It says your religious beliefs should not bar you from doing business with the government, and your donations to certified government nonprofits should not bar you from doing government business. Folks, this is the height of equality in America. It simply says no religious discrimination by governments. And they're enraged. They are enraged that they can't discriminate against certain religions. Because you know how this would go. If there's a Muslim-owned business, right, and they donate to an organization with a history of anti-gay and lesbian advocacy, you think they'd be booted out of the airport? Oh, heck no. No. No way. I mean, never mind. I'm not going to go there. They wouldn't care. Folks, this was to single out and target Christians. And your business could begin to be excluded simply because of your Christian beliefs. That's where this was going. What does that say about America? That we now need a bill that says governments can't discriminate in bids and the acceptance of bids against companies because of the owner's Christian beliefs or the owner's history of donation. Donations completely lawful, IRS-approved nonprofits. By the way, do you know what one of the two groups was that caused the boycott by these governments in Texas, Blue City governments, of Chick-fil-A? The Salvation Army, folks. The Salvation Army. Not exactly a radical organization. Do you know what they did? They said in their shelters that men claiming to be women could not reside in the women's shelter for safety reasons. That's what they did. This is now considered a step too far. This is where we are in America. So good for Governor Abbott for standing up for this. But that we literally need to pass laws to stop Christian discrimination. Forgiving to the Salvation Army. You'd think they gave to the Ku Klux Klan the way these folks are carrying on. No, it's the Salvation Army. I tell you, radical. Radical, radical, radical.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, USA women's team beat Thailand 14-0. I saw that. Thailand clearly needed a few transgender athletes. No. I mean, wait, no. This is a sarcastic text. I'm guessing on the text line, which, by the way, is 71307. No. Do not underestimate this. They will go in this direction. These teams that need some help, what is the best way to kick your game up a couple notches really fast? Find a biological male that's willing to say he's transgender. Think about it. You get three of these on the field? Look, we've done this before, and I'm not going to recap it. I've done this, actually, I think, in this segment, where we have gone through all of the team's Olympic-caliber women's soccer teams who, to practice, have played against men's club teams, teenage men's club, just club soccer. We got club soccer here. I know some guys who play it. Teenage club soccer team, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. And they beat the women's Olympic team. The males in the club soccer team beat the women's Olympic teams. This happens in country after country. No, they will not be able to resist this. I'm telling you, all it's going to take is, you know, one team winning an NCAA, you know, track title. And I'm telling you, the transgender athletes are going to be the hottest things going. And the coaches will be interviewed and they say, listen, you know, we love to empower biological women, but, you know, I mean, we got to keep up. You send a sarcastic text, you're joking, and then the next thing you know, there's biological males running down the team, down the field, and the women can't keep up with them. Just wait. It's all coming. Texter writes, I thought the Constitution and or the Bill of Rights already protected Christians from religious discrimination. It used to. And this morning it still does in Texas, thanks to Governor Abbott, for now. Texter writes, about Hillary Clinton's server, now we know how Benghazi happened. Now we know how a lot of things happen. Think of it, the State Department is in on all these secret operations we do in country after country after country. The State Department helps stage a lot of that. Just in terms of entry and exit into countries, dealing with the diplomacy after the attack. Remember that attack in Yemen that went horribly wrong? It seemed like they knew we were there. I mean, who knows what they know? Who knows how bad this was? Texter writes, I hope a transgender person does go into women's soccer and knock the blank out of that anti-American woman. I would laugh my butt off. Oh, talking about the one who would not sing the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, I know. Sing the anthem. Megan Rapinoe refused to sing the national anthem before the Thailand World Cup. Yeah, she's a national embarrassment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.